Commentator Maureen Corrigan lives in Washington, D.C., and she's watching the city whip itself into an Inauguration Week frenzy. The festivities begin Sunday with a concert at the Lincoln Memorial, featuring hundreds of big-name performers, everyone from Tony Bennett to Little Richard. Although performance artist Pat Alesko will also be around this weekend, she wasn't asked to be part of the illustrious lineup. Maureen says that's because Alesko would steal the show.
A bunch of friends are camping out on my living room floor next week. They all want to be here for the inauguration, even though they won't be able to see a thing. All the bleacher seats along the parade route are reserved. So is every patch of grass within 5 miles of the swearing-in ceremony. I know what's going to happen on Wednesday. We'll go downtown, get jostled in that Whitman-esque mob just long enough to feel like we're a part of history, and then we'll go back to my house and watch those marching Elvis impersonators on TV. But before we leave, I want to take my friends over to the National Museum of Women in the Arts. It's just a couple of blocks from the White House, and right now, it's presenting an exhibit of the work of performance artist Pat Alesko. Alesko is a professional court jester who likes to tweak the powers that be, what she calls the ruling crass. Generally, I condemn performance artists to the same circle of hell as mimes and anybody who sings Leonard Cohen songs. But Alesko is different. She's not esoteric. Her brand of political satire is a cross between the giddy, yippy agitprop of an Abby Hoffman and the loopy sexiness of a Carmen Miranda. The humor in most of Alesko's pieces arises out of elaborate verbal and visual puns. Listen to this piece about JFK's visit to Berlin, entitled Not a Petty Slight.
When Kennedy came to the city shortly after the wall was built, he spoke the words, Ich bin ein Berliner, which brought down the house for a number of reasons. First of all, it was the first time an American president had wrapped his tongue around a foreign language, and second of all, it was wrong. In his enthusiasm for accessing his solidarity with the West Berliners, he blundered. In German, to state a person is something, a profession, an inhabitant, you do so without the indefinite article. Ich bin Berliner. Ein Berliner is a jam-filled donut, the kind that when you take a bite, it bleeds. So there on that cold morning, for all the world to hear, was our president's Jack's genuine jester becoming a joke off to the assembled masses. Ich bin ein Berliner. I am a donut.
You've got to understand that as Alesko is talking, she's also building and then eating her way through a Berlin wall constructed out of jelly donuts. The costumes Pat Alesko wears in her video performances are outrageous. They're made of fabric and foam, and some are even equipped with light bulbs and fans that make them pulsate. One of Alesko's ongoing targets is the patriarchy. It's inspired such costume creations as Charles Patless, a giant inflatable muscle-bound suit, and also Mike Hammer and Tom Sawyer. They're the anthropomorphic stars of a piece called Tool Jest, in which Alesko pokes fun at the macho mystique of construction workers. My favorite costume is Utter Delight. It's a suit composed entirely of inflatable breasts, and it lampoons one of mankind's eternal fixations. On the morning I toured the Alesko exhibit, this costume was surrounded by Washington matrons, giggling like a pack of grammar school girls. Come to think of it, maybe Hillary should sneak out of the inauguration and into the Pat Alesko exhibit for a couple of hours. After all the bashing she's taken for not fitting patriarchy's first lady image, she could probably use a few laughs.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. Pat Alesko's exhibit at the National Museum of Women in the Arts runs through March 7th. She performs tomorrow afternoon at the Gunston Art Center in Arlington, Virginia.